Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Bills color analyst Eric Wood is joining us live this morning on WBEN as the Bills get ready for the Jets on Sunday. I mean, everyone is on such a high this week after that big win, Eric. I just worry, are we in for a letdown game in week two?
I sure hope not. And Sean McDermott talked this week about how this needs to be a hard week. It's early in the season and guys' bodies are still fairly fresh and can recover probably a little better after games. So Sean's got his foot down this week, and he'll be pushing those guys to make sure they don't have a letdown or try not to have a letdown here in New York. It's a divisional game. Those games are usually pretty easy to get up for because you're going against an opponent that you're pretty familiar with. So, yeah, definitely an emotional Sunday night, and then you get back to work on Monday and start prepping for this week.
McDermott spoke about this earlier this week, but you know, coming from a player's perspective, how important is it in the locker room throughout the course of a season to have a game like that early in the year where you're down and out, but you're able to come back and win, and now you can kind of see yourself maybe doing that in the future?
No, that's a great point, Brian. Anytime you could prove to yourself you could do something like that, you feel like you can do it again if you're put in that situation. And so to get one of those early, to be able to have the ability to win tight games, to be able to come back is a characteristic of a great team. And they showed some unbelievable resilience on Sunday night.
You know, the Ravens defense was really hyped up going into Sunday's game, and the Bills put up 41 points. What is the Jets defense like, and what are their strengths and weaknesses?
So you got a new defensive coordinator in Aaron Glenn. He came over from Detroit. This has generally been a pretty stout New York Jets defense. They have talent on all three levels of the defense. Last week against the Steelers, they play against their former quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, and they were able to put up 34 points against them. And so, you know, we'll see, you know, how this defense shakes out throughout the course of the season. Anytime you're adjusting to a new coordinator, it can provide some challenges. And so we'll see if last week was kind of an anomaly with them giving up over 30 points, because that hasn't been the case a whole lot in recent years with this Jets defense under the coach Robert Saleh. So it's kind of wait and see, but they sure still have plenty of talent on the defensive side of the football.
Yeah, how much do you take stock in week one results, or is it a total anomaly right now in the NFL with fewer players playing in the preseason? Because I look at the Jets, and even though they lost last week, I'm thinking, hey, it didn't look that bad.
No, they didn't look bad at all. And, you know, Justin Fields played well at quarterback. He came over from Pittsburgh. Breece Hall's healthy. He's been dinged up in recent years, but yeah, everyone says throw out week one, you know, for all the bettors out there, you know, don't take a whole lot of stock in week one because some guys are rusty. Some guys didn't play in the preseason. And I'll also say this in week one, because I played on a lot of teams that, you know, most people weren't picking to win the Super Bowl. Everybody's got confidence at the start of the year. Teams that don't have a whole lot of depth that it might catch up to them later in the season, week one, generally most of your team's healthy. And so I definitely put some stock into week one, but obviously it's a week-to-week league. But generally, kind of midway through the season, you kind of know who a team's going to be.
James Cook popped up on the injury report with a hamstring injury yesterday. I mean, those can linger, we know. How concerning is it? What day of the week should you really start worrying about the injury report?
Well, I would say that if, you know, Thursday or Friday, if he's a do not participate, that's not a good sign for James Cook. You know, he missed one game last year with injury. Throughout his career, he's been fairly healthy. So hopefully he'll be able to come back from this one quickly. But, yeah, I was surprised to see it. Obviously, he finished the game and played extremely well in the fourth quarter. So hopefully it's not too bad.
Where is your biggest point of concern on the defensive side of the ball? And, you know, we're watching that game Sunday night, Eric, and just thinking, all right, here we go again with Derrick Henry just, you know, seeming to pound it. He's like an unstoppable force. You know, we need our, like, Hulk Hogan to meet their Andre the Giant or something like that every time he touches the ball. Is it just a Derrick Henry thing, or is there something that points to concerns we'll be talking about every week here?
You know, you had two safeties that missed a lot of time in the preseason because of injury. You're playing your fourth corner out there. Terrell Bernard missed a lot of time in the preseason, and so did some of the guys along the defensive front. I say all that, you know, hopefully getting a game under their belt, getting more reps in practice, we'll see this defense continue to improve. You know, it's tough when you face an offense like the Ravens in week one. They were number three in scoring in the NFL last year. They led the league in rushing, and that's a really talented group. And so while there's definitely concerns, and I would say there's concerns, you know, even at one Bills drive about, okay, what's this defense going to look like with a bunch of new faces? There's a lot of hope that this can be a really good defensive unit, especially once they play together some more.
Bill's O-line, Eric, was one of the best in the league last year. I mean, that's got to be one of the positions that you watch every week. What did you think about the O-line in week one?
I thought they were excellent. I thought they did a great job protecting Josh, especially in the moments that matter the most. You get in a fourth quarter where the other team knows you're going to throw the football almost exclusively. That is a nightmare for offensive linemen when you become one-dimensional as an offense, and that was dictated by circumstances. It becomes really tough when they know we just got to rush the passer on each and every play. And I thought, for the most part, they did a great job of keeping Josh Allen clean throughout the game against a really talented Ravens front.
Is it going to be tough at all on Sunday to, you know, get ready to call a game after what you saw on Sunday night? I mean, I don't know. I'm still thinking about that. Like, what the heck just happened during that game?
No, a lot easier on us in the broadcast booth to recover from games than it is the guys on the field or in the locker room. But no, that was a fun one. Maybe the most fun I've had calling a game for the Bills. You know, playoff wins, of course, mean more. But that was a special night. You know, obviously, I went to the University of Louisville. I've known and followed Lamar Jackson since he was 18 years old, and so it's always fun calling games when he's involved in it as well. And, you know, to watch him and Josh go toe-to-toe like that was really special.
All right, Eric, great to have you on. Another season with you and the Bills, and we'll look forward to talking with you next week.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it as well.
All right. Bills and Jets, Sunday on the road, 1 o'clock. That's Eric Wood, Bills color analyst, joining us on WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.